broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton here. Collaborate 13 Technology and Applications Forum for the Oracle community, and quite a community we have here.
Were you expecting this many people?
I had no idea what to expect.
Well, I mean, I thought it was going to be a pretty big forum, but I didn't expect this many people in the booth this consistently, and I didn't realize we were going to get a chance to have so many conversations with so many smart folks. This next segment is going to be no exception. We have with us, with the Oracle experts, TrueTech, Mr. Mike Swing. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
Well, we are delighted to have you. TrueTech, what kind of problems are you out there solving for people?
We're doing upgrades for our customers to 1213 and helping educate them on paths to Fusion.
So you're a busy guy. I mean, you made it sound simple, but there's a lot involved in helping folks upgrade, isn't there?
There's a lot involved, and there's a lot that can go wrong and a lot that has to go perfect.
So what's your favorite part, Mike?
My favorite part is when we're all done and we get to go home.
And you're all high-fiving each other.
Yeah, that's the best part.
So walk us through it, if you will. And maybe it might even be helpful if you were to, if you can suspend your disbelief for a moment. Lee and I are in a position of we're beginning to decide whether or not we should engage. And maybe you could just walk us through what that relationship is, how that's going to unfold over the coming weeks, months.
Well, basically, the project manager has to get the C-level guys to say, hey, we want to do an upgrade. Because it's usually a big enough endeavor and risky enough for the business that he has to get management buy-in. So it first starts with the project manager, and then from there he gets money, and then he buys good hardware. And the faster the hardware, the less money he has to spend on consulting. And I'm all for fast hardware, believe me. So a lot of it has to do with the procurement and getting ready. And a lot of times we go into places and they have machines already set up that are completely the wrong machines, and we say, well, you should have bought these, and it's too late. So, yeah, there's a whole cycle there where they have to get involved up front and make it a real project.
So early and often is like that's your first piece of counsel is call you guys in early so you're not doing remedial work, because that can be expensive, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you come in early and we do an assessment for you, then we get you started. We can do a first pass upgrade where we go through the whole upgrade and then hand off the documentation to the clients, the folks.
Now, Mike, what's the pain that the client's having where they're like, you know what, it's time to do this upgrade?
The problem with the upgrade is that there are about three or four big documents that describe the upgrade, but inside each document there are probably 20,000 to 30,000 links to other documents, if you can count all the links that are inside the links. So by the time you read through all the things you have to do,
it's time for the next upgrade.
Yeah, pretty much. And that actually becomes a challenge because CTOs and CEOs and CIOs, they don't want to spend the money to do two upgrades when they just finished one.
So now, I call you guys. I got you guys in the office. You see my equipment. We get it all figured out. And now you're there and you're actually doing work. How smoothly is this going to go, or is this something where I'm like shutting down?
Shutting down? You mean physically?
Yeah, do we have to turn machines off and stuff?
Do I go on vacation for a few months and let you guys do your work and then come back?
No, no,
you make the sausage and we come back when it's all packaged.
You know, that's a great question, because we're experts at upgrades, and customers are experts at running their business.
Right.
So there's no way we're going to be good as them at running their business. But we do upgrades all the time, so we partner with our customers, and it works out great.
So what are some of the myths or major mistakes that customers make, either if they don't have the benefit of your counsel, or maybe early on, maybe some assumptions or misconceptions that they might have, that you've got to get that in check before you can truly serve them?
Well, really, first and foremost is performance, because some companies will say, well, we can take almost as long as we want. But in reality, you have to do it in two or three days or the business starts to suffer. So performance becomes a big factor. You have to buy the right hardware, like I said, up front. And I really think that a lot of companies make a big mistake by saying, we're going to do the upgrade on our old existing hardware, and then we're going to do it in place on our existing production system. And so what ends up happening is the customer has no idea how long the upgrade is really going to take in production, unless they buy another machine just like production, which they never do.
Which they're not going to. So that's right. that's bad mojo there.
Yeah.
That's not good medicine.
So it turns out to be a big problem. Companies trying to save money, it ends up costing them money because in the long run they buy the new machine anyway, but they've spent all this other money because each iteration of the upgrade, you have to do 4, 5, 6 passes of the upgrade. If it takes 3 times longer, it obviously costs 3 times as much.
Right. It sounds like it's penny wise and pound foolish.
Exactly.
So now you guys are out there helping folks. Can you share maybe a success story? Because I'm sure a lot of these CTOs have some scar tissue. And you guys seem like you got your act together. So can you maybe share a success story?
Well, you know, I want to thank Thermo Fisher. We just finished an upgrade with Thermo Fisher. They're based in Pittsburgh. It's an international company. And I want to thank their project manager, Aaron Wolstenhume, for having the guts to follow through. These projects aren't easy, and the internal project managers have to have some fortitude in order to... This is like a long, long hike in the wilderness, and you're following somebody, and at some point you're not quite sure if you trust them anymore.
It's that leap of faith, right?
There's a leap of faith involved, and the project managers have got to have some guts.
And so why OAUG, why Collaborate 13? What's the thinking behind? Because you guys made a pretty significant investment to be here and hang out with these folks, right?
Well, you know, OAUG, we've been working with OAUG for years. We're big supporters of OAUG. I'm on the board of directors of the Utah OAUG.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we're heavily invested in OAUG, and we love OAUG. So it's all about OAUG. Thank you, OAUG.
But the Collaborate 13 event, these kind of annual events like this, these big shows where you got thousands of people here, is this just a part of your core marketing that this is built in? This is like a non-negotiable part of your marketing?
Yeah, I mean, this is something we plan for every year. This is the biggest event for us. We try to do as many sessions as we can. We did a workshop, an all-day workshop on Sunday that was very well attended, had other sessions that were very well attended. We have other partners here that we work with that I'd kind of like to mention if I could.
No, yeah, please, let's give them a shout-out.
Okay, so we got ePrentice, and they're at booth 1323, Excel for Apps at booth 1217, and Config Snapshot at booth 1717. And they all have copies of my book, the Upgrade Essential book for managers and team members that you can get for free if you go by their booth.
Is it available for Kindle? Because that's the only way Stone will read it.
We can do that.
Absolutely. So this is your book? You authored this book?
Yeah, I've written 8 books so far.
He's written the book on this.
Hey, you see how he just kind of slid that in? He didn't lead with the book.
You got to lead with this, the book.
I'm impressed.
That's a big deal.
You know a lot of stuff, don't you?
I used to know a lot more.
There's more and more stuff to know. That's the problem.
Right.
Well, that's all right.
All right. So how are you going to invest the balance of your time here? What you going to do with your time?
Well, how much time do I have?
Well, I didn't mean on air.
How much time do you want, Mike?
How much time do
We're
you want,
have
Mike?
A whole Mike swing actually, show later on.
Exactly.
Okay, after hours.
The swing hour.
How am I going to invest the time that I have as a project manager?
At the show.
At the show.
Oh,
and then
personally.
I promise you, you can come back and talk about whatever you want to talk
okay,
about
thanks.
On air.
Thanks, guys. I'd like to talk about a lot more. But, yeah, I'm going to talk to my partner vendors. I'm going to visit with some folks that I work with that are based around the country and that I don't get to see very often. So it's a little bit like a homecoming.
Fantastic. And you really can say some more stuff on air if you want.
Okay, I wanted to leave our listeners. I wanted to make sure they knew I had a great radio face. but first of all, tips, 10 quick tips. I might get through only 5 of them, but buy fast I/O. If you have to buy solid-state drives for your upgrade, do it. Upgrades can be more intensive than normal operations. Number 2, don't do an in-place upgrade. Number 3, get lots of disk space so you can stage your files at different parts of the upgrade. Try increasing parallel MAC servers on your database server to allow greater parallelization, and don't use threaded CPU architectures for the database server.
Now, are those tips online somewhere? Somebody wants to find them? Where can they find them?
That's at blog.truetech.com.
Don't cut the guy off. I want to hear the other five.
You want to go through all
Yes,
ten tips?
I do. You got five more, right?
I got five more.
Okay,
right.
I want to hear the other
okay,
five.
Okay, so if you do use a multi-threaded or a threaded CPU architecture, use automatic degree of parallelism that's introduced in 11.203 of the database to increase your parallelism. There's three modes, manual, limited, and auto, and we had the most success with auto. There is a note out there to fix an XDO loader problem, note 106.5393.1, and that'll fix your XDO loader problem. Make sure you have archive log mode disabled and auditing disabled, and use tracing, particularly the event 10.046, in order to track down the problems in detail and run a TK prof on that. And then there's on the same blog, there's lots of functional scripts that you can use to reduce the functional work that you have to do for the upgrade.
Now, if somebody has a problem, they can just call you at home, right, Mike?
Right.
You wanted to give out your home number?
Yeah, my home number, actually, I do live at the office sometimes. It's 801-486-6655.
And the website, again, is TrueTech, TRUTEK.com,
That's
right?
Correct.
Well, thank you, Mike, for being part of the show.
Thanks for
This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will be back in a few at Collaborate 13.